Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to be our counselor and to give us power to build his kingdom. When you walk in the Spirit, you access the intelligence, the heart, and the will of God.
I say, if I didn't know Jesus, I would be at somebody's happy hour. Amen. Can I tell the truth? Amen. I would. I'd be at somebody's happy hour. Amen. I would be somewhere trying to numb some of this stress. But because of Jesus, amen, I don't need to spend no money on a drink. I don't need no weed. Come on, I don't need no alcohol. All I need to do, and so what I did, I went home and I bowed on my knees before the Lord, amen. And I want you to know it was a matter of minutes, amen, I felt the presence of God. Everything else didn't matter. My day just kind of escaped me, amen. As I was in the presence of God, I was in his presence, amen, and I didn't feel any more stress, amen. I just began to talk to my Jesus, amen, and I didn't have to spend a dime. Isn't that good? Amen. Praise the Lord. So thank God, amen, that we can have the peace of God. And as believers, we should be some of the most peaceful people in the world. But do you know, I find that believers are they lack in peace too. Amen. We're stressed out, upset, aggravated, irritated, telling people off, just stressed out. And it's not necessary, because God said we should have the peace of God. He said, I'll give you a peace that will surpass your understanding. Is that what the word said? Amen. But see, he said you wouldn't just have peace. You'll have so much peace, it'll blow your mind. You'll have so much peace, you just can't figure it out with your intellect. And you said, well, if Jesus said I can have that, why don't I have it? Is that a good question? We're going to talk about it tonight. And so our topic tonight is total trust brings total peace. There it is. There it is. Amen. Total trust brings what? Total peace. So the reason why we're going to find out, the reason why we're not operating and feeling that peace that Jesus promised us, because we're not trusting in the God who promised it. Amen. If Jesus said something, if the word says something is ours, well, God is a God that cannot lie. So if we don't have it, it's not God's fault. God's not missing anything. God didn't drop the ball. How many ever felt like God dropped the ball on you? Go and tell the truth. Amen. Amen. How many felt like, you know, God, you know, you, where are you? How many ever said, Lord, where are you? Okay. Now I know you said you would never leave me and never forsake me. Looks like you dropped the ball this time. Is that good? See, it's good to just be honest. But you know what I found out as I get into the word of God, God never misses. He said, if I said something, I can back up anything I say. But there are some stipulations on that. Is that right? Anytime God gives you a promise, he said, there is a stipulation. There are some prerequisites. There are some things that you have to do in order to access what I promise. Look at that. And so we're going to find out what that is, because I'm determined that I'm going to walk in the peace of God. I'm going to have peace of God, and I'm not going to have to get a drink. I'm not going to have to smoke no weed. I'm not going to have to take no nerve pills. Amen. Because you got a lot of saints, they're popping pills trying to get some peace. Am I telling the truth? Amen. They got a little pill bottle with some peace in it. Somebody who know what I'm talking about. How many had one of them pill bottles? How many got one now? You ain't got to tell nobody. Amen. You know, you got a pill bottle. Amen. And when you feel like you need some peace, you go in there and you look in that medicine cabinet and you grab you a peace pill. Amen. But it's something about that peace pill. What it does, it gives you false peace. Woo, come on now. It gives you a false rest. It gives you a false, just give you a breather for a minute. But when God gives you peace, a pill, you know, most pills, they only last about, 8 hours? If it's that long, okay? So that means if your peace is in a pill bottle, you got to go and get another pill. See, but with God, you don't have to. See, his peace is lasting peace. But you have to meet the prerequisites to benefit from that peace. So let's look at what the word says. In Philippians 4, 4th chapter in verse 6 and 7, it says, don't worry about anything. Now, that's what the word said. So if you're worrying, you are going against the word of God. But he says, instead, pray about everything. Is that good? He said, don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Tell God. Tell who? Tell God what you need. And thank him for all he has done. He said, as you're asking him and believing him, he said, now this will help you reflect back on some of the things I've already done. Is that good? See, sometimes you have to go back down memory lane and remember some of the stuff God did for you. How many of y'all was two steps from crazy and God saved your mind? Amen. How many of y'all, the devil tried to destroy you and God stepped in just in the nick of time? See, sometimes you have to go down memory lane. Sometimes it says, thank him. You know what I do? Whenever I begin to feel that the enemy is taking my peace, I begin to thank God. I begin to thank him. Say, Lord, thank you for my eyes and I can see. Come on now. Thank you that I got my legs and I can walk. Thank you, Lord, that I could get up and put my own clothes on this morning and nobody had to help me. Thank you, Lord, for a place to sleep. Thank you for food to eat. Thank you for my job, God. Thank you for my automobile, Lord. Thank you that I got gas to put in my automobile. Thank you, Lord. And by the time I get to the 10th, thank you. All of a sudden, whatever's bothering me, it's all right. Amen. When I got up this morning, how many ever get up in the morning and you want to crawl back in the bed and you start moaning and groaning? Come on, let me get some witnesses here because I'm not the only one. That alarm clock goes off and you say, no, no, no. Oh, God, I don't feel like getting up this morning. Let me tell you something. If you get up out that bed, because now that thought hit me this morning, everything in my flesh being said, I want to crawl back in that bed and I want to lay this body down. Amen. And I think I got a little PT holder back it up. Come on now. Amen. I was thinking in my mind, you know, I think I got some PTO. But then all of a sudden, I began to think about the fact that I have a sister in Chicago who's sitting in a wheelchair and been sitting in a wheelchair for 3 years because she had a stroke and wish she could get up and go to work. All of a sudden, I jumped up out the bed. Lord, have mercy. And then I begin to think about, Lord, you blessed me with a job, because there are people that want a job and trying to get a job for a year and 2 years and sometimes longer. I said, God, I got a job. All of a sudden, my steps got brisk. And all of a sudden, I started getting dressed and I started thinking about going to work. And then I begin to think about, Lord, how that you have blessed me and that I'm able to get up and put my own clothes on at this age, never mind what it is. But amen, at this age, amen, praise God, that I've got the pep in my step still. Come on now, amen. You know, headed toward, you know, my sister said, you're not old, but you're older. Amen. So I'm older, amen. And the fact that I'm older, and I know people that are younger than me, amen, they don't have no pep in their step, amen, amen. And I begin to just step on up and, amen, get myself together and put my clothes on, and all of a sudden my ride to work just wasn't too bad. Come on now, because I begin to think about the goodness of the Lord. He said, thank me. Come on now. See, being ungrateful will steal your peace. Amen. So God said, tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. He said, now, why are you telling me what you need? Thank me for what I've already done. Is that good? That'll bring your peace back real quick. Amen. And then he went on to say, then you will. Not maybe, then you will experience God's peace, just like I did, which exceeds anything we can understand. Amen. Anything you can imagine, you begin to feel that peace. He said, his peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. See, the devil, his goal is to go after your mind and your heart. The Bible says over and over again, guard your heart. Guard what you put in your heart. Guard what you the things that go into your mind. You have to be careful because the enemy is always there. How many, you know, you got money in the bank, things are going pretty good, and Satan's still trying to give you something to feel bad about. Am I the only one? He's always trying to bring some negative thought. You know what he brought to me? That just came to my mind. You know, he tried to get me with the devil. The devil is crazy. Y'all know he's crazy. Okay, I just thought I'd just talk about him anyway. He's crazy. He brought to my mind that I had read on Facebook that my daughter and her family in Chicago had taken a trip somewhere. And the devil began to put on my mind, and she didn't even call you and tell you where she was going. Ain't that silly? Yeah. You know, you her mother, and she didn't tell everybody on Facebook where she went on her trip, and she didn't even tell you. Now, some of us will start dwelling on something that just that silly, yeah, and it'll take your peace. Yeah. I said, well, she didn't tell me. Evidently, she didn't want me to know. And I ain't going with her, so it really don't matter. I hope they have a wonderful time, devil. Now, that's silly because I got too much to think about today. Don't bring me no foolishness. But you, have the devil ever gave you some silly stuff to think about? You know, did you see how that person looked at you? They just looked at you all crazy. What was that about? Now, you don't know. That person could have just got some bad news. They could have gotten a report from the doctor that said, I've got a critical, sickness or something. And you think it's about you. But when you begin to walk in the peace of God, you don't get caught up in that kind of stuff. He says, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. See, it's all in Jesus. If I didn't have Jesus in my life, I told somebody just yesterday, I said, I would be one crazy individual if I didn't have Jesus. Do I have any more crazy people in here? Oh, excuse me, would be crazy. Would be crazy. Okay. I would be a mess. I would, when I look back over my life, I'm telling you, I was one silly person. Really. The stuff I used to get all bent out of shape about, it was ridiculous. I had low self-esteem. Can you imagine me with low self-esteem? I had low self-esteem. I told y'all, I used to be in Chicago. I'd be standing on the bus telling my people looking at me. These people, and I look over there, they be asleep. I'm like, oh, okay. And I think they looking at me, you know, because I'm all clean and thinking I'm cute. And, you know, they wasn't even looking at me. And then when I look over there asleep, I feel stupid. See, the devil will mess with your mind over nothing. But when God comes into your life and you begin to keep your mind on Christ Jesus, all of the mess and the junk of this world just goes away. And that's how you keep your peace. Amen. Amen. Now, let's look at the word. We said our topic tonight is total trust, right? Brings what?
Total peace.
Okay. Total trust brings total peace. So let's look at the word trust. What does the word trust mean? When you say I trust God, it says it means a firm belief in the reliability. Let's stop right there. That's just one word. That means that God is reliable. Now, you can't say that about a lot of your kin folks and your next door neighbors and friends. But God said, I'm a reliable God. It says a firm belief in the reliability, the truth, the ability. So reliability, truth, and ability or strength of God. My God, that's powerful. I mean, I have to slow that down. So when you say I trust God, I trust that God is what? Reliable. What else is he? He's truth. He tells the truth. How much time? All the time. Amen. We'll put our trust in people that be lying to us, lying left and right. And we'll put our trust in, do we not? We'll put our trust in somebody. You know they didn't lie to you like 1,001 times. But you hoping this 1,002 time, they ain't going to lie. So I'm going to trust them one more time. God said, you can trust me because I am a God that's reliable. He said, I'm the one that tells the truth all the time. He said, now let's talk about my ability. Lord have mercy. Think about the ability of God. That means I'm able. You see what I'm saying, Mary? He's able. Sometimes we play God like he a chump. We play God like he weak. We play God like, you know, I sure hope God can do that. What? Excuse me, I got to calm down. Because when they start talking about my daddy, you know, Lord, I sure hope you can. I don't have to hope God can do anything. My God is able. Is your God able? My God is able. He's almighty. But you know why we start questioning God's ability? Because we start comparing him to people. Come on now. People let you down. People, you couldn't depend on them. Now, all of a sudden, you start comparing them to God, and you start looking at God. You got people, you know, well, my daddy let me down. My mama let me down. My family let me down. That has nothing to do with God's ability. God said, I'm able to do everything I said and some. Can I brag on him for a minute? Lord have mercy. He's an awesome God. You talk about Abel. He's an all-powerful God. He's an almighty God. He's so big until your little peanut brain and my little peanut brain can't even wrap our minds around how bad he is and how powerful he is and how awesome he is. And we talk about, you know, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord have mercy. He said, do you know who I am? I'm trying, y'all ain't there yet, so I'm trying to describe him. Amen. Because see, y'all ain't excited enough for me out there. Lord, talking about our daddy. How able he is. Come on now. I said he's able. Yeah. Amen. Do y'all believe he's able? Yeah. Y'all ain't acting like it. Yeah. I said he's able. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever ask or think. He said, do you know who I am? I created the universe. I'm Daddy God. I'm able. And yet we sit around. He said, or strength of God. He's powerful. God is so powerful. Let me try to describe some of his powerfulness to help y'all to get a little more excited. God is so powerful. His strength is so great. God said, I hold the world in my hand. How many of you remember used to sing that song when we was little kids? He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the me and you in his hand. He's got the little bitty baby in his hand. He said, I got the whole world is in my hand. Somewhere in the Bible, he says, God said, I sit on the globe. He said, do you know who I am? God said, I can see everything at the same time. I remember the Lord said to me, he said, Joyce, he said, you can be praying to me and 1 million more people are praying to me. He said, and I can hear what every last one of you all said and never have to ask you to repeat yourself. Now, two people talk to you. You say, hold on a minute. Now, I can't listen to both of y'all. That's just two little people. Your little brain, two people. God said, I got 1 million people. And guess what? Not only is 1 million people all over the world, he said they praying in different languages. You better come on here. He said somebody's praying in Japanese and somebody's praying in Chinese and somebody's praying in German and somebody... You got me. Are you about to get a little more excited? He said somebody's playing in Swedish and all these. He said they all speak in different languages at the same time. He said I heard every last one of them and I never have to ask them to repeat themselves. That's a big God. That's a powerful God. I've been saved over 44 years. God has never asked me to repeat myself because I was busy listening to the other million people. He said, daughter, every word you said, I heard it because that's how powerful I am. God, he's awesome. Lord have mercy. So when you trust in God, you are trusting in somebody who's what? Reliable. He tells the truth all the time. He'll never lie to you. He has the ability to do it, and he's got the strength to do everything he said. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That ought to give you some peace right there. So when you're talking to your daddy, God, and when you're praying to him, you say, I don't have no doubt that my daddy can do what he said. I'm not hoping. He said, but now it's got to line up with his word. Now, sometimes what you're praying for, the reason you didn't get it was so crazy, God just said, oh, okay. Okay on that right there. He said, that ain't in my word. That is not in my will for you. See, God just don't answer any old prayer. He says, got to line up with my word. He said, and then you got to say, if it be my will. Is that good? Thank you, Lord. So trust. Now, the next word, we want to look at peace. So we said total trust does what? It brings what? Total peace. So what is peace? What's this word peace? Freedom from disturbance. I know a lot of Christians, their minds are so disturbed. They just been out of shape every day, every hour. Just got issues. Amen. Just issues. God said, but when you got peace, he said, you will have freedom from disturbance. Even though all the stuff is swirling around you, you can sit in the midst of a hellish situation and just not be disturbed. Is that good? Lord have mercy. That's real good on these jobs. Is that right? Amen. Because you can't control who you're going to work with. Amen. You don't know what they're going to bring to work. You don't know what kind of spirits is coming with them. But it does not matter when you operate in the peace of God. Is that good? Thank you, Lord. When my peace began to leave me, it's because I took my thoughts and off of God. Amen. And look what he said. Freedom from disturbance. Quiet. When you got peace, quiet, not just outwardly quiet, but you're quiet on the inside. How many ever been outwardly quiet and screaming on the inside? See, God said, it's not just because I'm not saying nothing. See, you got some people, they use silence as a weapon. Now, y'all don't do that, do you? Okay, all right, some of y'all do because that's why you're not responding. That's okay. But see, some people will use silence as a weapon. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not saying anything to you. See, that you using silence as a weapon. He said, I'm not talking about that. He said, because you outwardly are silent, but inwardly you are raging. And if one button, if they push one more button, you gonna fly out the handle and you gonna lose it. He said, but it's an inward quiet. Not only is it an inward quiet, it's an inward calm. You know, it was a time in my life I was never calm. Do I have anybody else in here like that? I'm the only crazy one. Okay. All right. Thank you, sister. Thank you for the witness back there. It was a time in my life, Mary, I'm telling you, I was never calm. Every day was, I had issues every day. It didn't take nothing to set me off. And not only did I was not calm. I just looked crazy all the time. How many of them seen people just got a crazy look on their face all the time? You'd be like, they look like they suck in lemons. What's wrong with you? I'm talking about believers now. Just don't have no, just, oh my God. But when I began to have the peace of God, I was calm. And then it says restfulness. You can rest in him. When you have the peace of God, you'll be able to rest in who? Him. In him. Not in me, but in him. And whenever I begin, now I want to tell you something, even though I have the peace of God, sometimes I can feel. How many ever felt your peace seeping out your toes or out your head, out the top of your head? You felt your peace leaving. You said, oh, my God, if God don't hurry up and do something, because right now, you know, I heard what Pastor Joyce said, but I'm going to tell you right now. That's when you got to arrest that thing right there. But wait, we wait till it gets full blown, mad, screaming, hollering, whatever. And then we trying to reel it in. It's hard then, y'all. How many know what I'm talking about? If you got a pressure cooker, if that pressure cooker blow, where does it blow? Stuff just go everywhere. Amen. And sometimes people inside, they are boiling. And when they blow, I mean, everything in there within 10 feet is going to get it. Even if it wasn't even your stuff, you're going to get some of it too. So get out of my way. But when you got the peace of God, you can have the rest of God. Look what Isaiah said. He said in the book of Isaiah 26:3, he said this. You, meaning God, will keep in what kind of peace? Perfect peace. All who what? Trust in who? You, which is God. All whose what? Thoughts are fixed on you, Lord. Isn't that good? He said, this is why we don't have perfect peace. He said, because not only we are not trusting in him, he said, our thoughts are not fixed on God. Today, when I begin to feel the pressures of my day and all of the stuff that was happening, because I had a very busy day. Did anybody else have a very busy day? Amen. I had a busy day. And what I had to do was I had the benefit of that I could put my earplugs in, my earbuds, and I can listen to the gospel. And about 2 o'clock, I needed something. I needed a hit. Amen. Lord, have mercy, because I'm filled. And I put some worship music in my ear. And it just brought me right back. Why? Because we live in a world and an atmosphere where there's a lot of disturbance in the spiritual realm. Did you hear me? If you all could really see in the spiritual realm, demons are jumping. They are acting up. They are out. The demons are clowning. Okay? They are off the chain. And if you could really see it, thank God you can't. I don't want to see it. But, you know, but if you could really see what's going on in the spiritual atmosphere most of the time, it is messed up. Why? Because we live in an evil world. We live in an evil thinking world. We live in a world where there's a lot of evil spirits that are bombarding people. But see, you have to begin to shift your mind and you have a strategy. I don't know what my strategy is to put on worship music. Something about when I put on instrumental worship music or listen to gospel. I mean, I ain't talking about hip hop gospel. I'm talking about a gospel where the spirit of the Lord is on the song. It begins to calm my spirit. We saw in the Bible that God used David when the demons began to attack Saul, David began to play on the harp. How many remember that? And he became that demon in Saul. He said, David, come play for me because I'm messed up. See, some of y'all need to get some music. Sometimes your music, okay, I'm all right, all right, okay, all right. Sometimes your music is taking your peace. Amen. That was just an email from God. You know, boom, 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 boom. That'll mess with your peace. Glory be to God. Look at this. It says the words translated trust in the Bible literally mean, this is what the word trust in the Bible means, a bold, confident, sure security. Amen. When you're trusting the Lord and you got your trust, he said you are bold. Come on now. You're confident. You're sure yourself. Don't matter what anybody say. And you're secure. Is that good? Amen. That's the best security guard you can have is God. He said you are secure. You feel safe in the arms of God. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you, Lord. This is where believers should be. Not operating the way the world does, but we're not doing according to it. So that's why we're not getting the peace that Jesus promised, because he said your trust is not in the Lord. I thank you for watching Walking in the Spirit. We are here every week studying the Word of God. We know that when we walk in the Spirit, we will mistake-proof our lives. I invite you to join us here at 245 North Root Street in St. Paul, Minnesota at 7 p.m. at Joyce Lester Ministries every Tuesday night. Why don't you join us and bring a friend? God bless.